This is Freedom Booker. News, politics, and libertarian rants. Not necessarily those, not necessarily in that order. So on Sunday, Trump had a rally and he swore, that's right folks, he swore during a comment on climate change. I think he said something to the effect that something has not changed in 300 effing years, and suddenly the crowd went wild. And of course, what happened, you know, I'm sure all of the mainstream media said, oh my God, look at that, he's unpresidential because he swore. Really? Really? Well, look at all of the typical conversations that come out of the leftists that you see nowadays. There are so many people who don't give a shit about any kind of swearing whatsoever. Telling people to tear other people down, get in their faces. And people are freaking out over that one word. I just find it totally amazing that people can get so twisted around about a word. When I was in high school, I had a journalism class. And I remember very distinctly, I really like this journalism class because one of the things our teacher did was that she had one class on logophobia. And we were talking about logophobia, which is the fear of words, right? And there was one class, I remember it was really funny, because she said, come up with the absolute worst words you can think of, the absolute worst swear words. So we were in there, we were saying mother effer and F this and F that and all these horrible words. And then she had them written all on the board. And then she said, okay, now let's rank these. Which one of these is the worst? And at the time, we voted that mother effer was the worst of the words, because not only was it profane, it was also talking about incest, which is also a taboo at the time. I don't know, nowadays, is it a taboo any longer? Is there anything that's a taboo anymore? Probably not, right? Probably not. So we're in a world now where no one is afraid of any word, right? No one is afraid of any word. And words like that, they don't mean anything anymore. I mean, it used to be that if you could construct a sentence without swearing and still be able to make an impact, then you were showing a little bit of skill in the English language. But now everybody swears all the time, so it doesn't make a difference, does it? If you ask me, this just makes him more accessible as a real person. And like I said before, I'm not a particular Trump fan, but the thing that I don't like are politicians running for office. I don't have a problem with business people, actors, whatever. If you're not a politician, then you're probably better suited for office than somebody who spent all of their life stealing our money. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think freedom.